Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 17th of January 2026. Today's topic is My Friend. Our text is taken from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8 to 10. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham my friend. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Key verse, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham my friend. Do you have a friend? Imagine if the president of your country was your personal friend. Friendship is one of the most pleasant relationships on earth. It is always exciting to be in the company of a friend. It is also considered that a friend will do anything to make his friend happy. Friendship mostly occurs between two or more people who have some things in common. Imagine the Almighty God calling a mere man his friend. Yet he is God, while Abraham was a man. God is the creator, while Abraham was his creature. God is perfect. Abraham was not perfect yet. God is the provider and protector. Abraham enjoyed his blessings. He is immortal. Abraham was a mere mortal. There were thousands of people living on earth at that time, but why did God only announce his friendship with Abraham? This says so much about our God. That God is high above all, yet loving and lowly. He can go all out in his relationship with a person who fears him. Rich people do not like to befriend poor people. God's friendship with Abraham was based on mercy and not merit. From our Bible passage, you should have read that the benefits of that friendship extended to Abraham's children's children and to us who are the spiritual children of Abraham. Abraham's life of faith and obedience must have endeared him to the heart of God. The Lord Jesus Christ also calls the believers his friends. Obedience to all his instructions is the condition for your friendship with Christ. Are you truly his friend, obedient, righteous, and loving? Think on these questions. Prayer for today. Lord, I want to share in the joy and blessing of being called your friend, so help me. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading. John chapter 15, verse 13 to 15. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.